Bobby's story. 1. Bobby. Food. I was a jungle fighter. We had to eat cold food because we couldn't have fires or we would give away our location. I liked to eat snakes. They tasted pretty good. I ate insects, spiders, centipedes, grasshoppers, anything I could find to survive. Here's what I'd do. I'd take my pot, put in the centipede and lots of grasshoppers. Then I'd mash it all together, cover it with Tabasco sauce, close my eyes, and pretend I was eating something else. The hot sauce took my mind off what I was doing, so it was like eating Mexican food. 2. Bobby, rock and roll gunner. We'd fly over the jungles in helicopter gunships, playing rock and roll music. We had our guns ready for when Charlie came out to shoot at us. Charlie hated rock and roll. 3. Bobby, the jungle fighter. I fought in the Ashaw Valley, the site of the last major Marine operation of the entire war. So I made very few friends. I didn't need to think about crap like them dying on me. I went into Laos, Cambodia. The NVA would attack us and run across the border. They didn't care about no Geneva Convention. Why should we? We set up quadrants across the border, all secret stuff. We'd sit in hiding for a day or more. Then we would ambush them. It was very effective. When I was fighting, I felt bad for the women and children, but never for the men because their objective was to kill me and mine was to make it home. Sometimes I volunteered to support the doctors who did not carry guns. I kept lookout while this one medic helped a family in a village when a mortar shell landed right on the hooch, killing the whole family and the doctor. But I only got blown 20 feet down the road and couldn't do nothing to save them. I joined the Marines for all the right reasons, but when I came back, I was pissed off for quite a long while. People called me a baby killer. They thought they knew more about Vietnam than I did because of what they saw on TV. So I just took the insults and said, screw you. 4. Bobby, guns. You know that gun that was advertised in VVA magazine? I bought it. I love guns. I can't tell you what it's like in the evening when I'm cleaning my guns. It helps me find peace. I have AK-47s, M-16s, Tommy guns, you name it, I got it. All legal. Then I get up in the morning to come here, and a guy gives me shit in the parking lot. I wanted to kill him. Don't worry. It's been 40 years and I haven't shot anybody yet. 5. Ron, joining the group. I met Bobby at the vet center when I went there for help. He was in the same therapy group. The first day when I heard some of the things he said, I knew he was in his place. That began my indoctrination into his bulldog side. He was hardcore and I liked that. He asked me to join this Vietnam Veterans of America chapter. He said, bring in $20 in your DD-214 next week. I kept making excuses, so he said, just bring in your DD-214 and I'll pay the $20. I didn't really want to join, but the thought of owing him $20 was worse. So I came in the next week with my paperwork and dues. I am truly grateful to him for caring enough to get me involved. 6. Ron, Hurricane Sandy. Bobby and I went to New York to help veterans after Hurricane Sandy. One rainy day, we spent an hour in the parking lot discussing the problems of jelly donuts, hoping no one would show up before the donut issue was resolved. Even when he was doing something serious, he did not have to be serious all the time. When it came time to load up the truck, Bobby was in the storage unit and Jack was in the trailer. I was in the middle getting wet in the rain passing boxes. I asked, why am I the only one getting wet? Bobby said, because you are the only one who is late. How can you argue with that logic? 7. Bobby, the roofer. I went to the VA for help. The lady asked me what I could do. I told her, I got a fifth grade education. I fought in the jungles for the Marines. Then I spent 39 years as a roofer before I fell off a roof and broke my back. You tell me, what do you think I can do? 8. Jimmy, the cane battle. I try to sit near Bobby at events. Very few others seem to want to. Bobby has been committing suicide by food. He stuffs himself. Between injuries and obesity, he can hardly move. I have Bobby on one side, Peter on the other. They each have canes now. Peter hates Bobby. When Bobby interrupts, Peter swings his cane at Bobby over my body. I put my arms up to break up the battle. Bobby toddles out like a child learning to walk for the first time. In the corridor, he cries. No one has to go out to calm him down, but Bobby quits the group. 9. Melvin, in the corridor. Bobby stood out there and cried like a baby. He swore at me up and down, telling me I'm always taking sides against him. I tell him, I'm not taking any more shit. We lost 2 good potential members that day. They came to check out the group. You blame them for wondering if it's always like this? I don't want to be disrespected like that again. 10. Larry, respecting women. Bobby swore in front of the women. I grew up being told you don't disrespect women. You shouldn't be swearing in front of women like that. 11. Peter, the toilet. I don't want Bobby coming to my house for our next meeting. He's so fat he might break my toilet or something. 12. Melvin, late night calls. Bobby calls me up at 11 o'clock at night. It takes me 45 minutes to get there and 45 minutes to get back home. Then I spend a couple of hours at his home helping him out. I can't keep doing that. You know that dog he has, Armani? He's a comfort dog. He's here to take care of Bobby. You know how Bobby hurt his leg? He couldn't get Armani out of the house to go pee, so by the time he finally got the dog out, it had to go so bad and pull so hard that Bobby fell over. So I teach Armani how to go in Bobby's bathroom. I set up some paper there. I even put a diaper on the dog. I can't keep doing this. I'm through with Bobby. 13. Bobby, Armani the comfort dog. Armani's my friend, my only one. He's family to me. Look at him. He's got his head on my foot. He put on his vest and he becomes a comfort dog. He begins working. Take it off and he's a regular dog again. You know he can take clothes out of the dryer, press buttons on the elevator for me. It's incredible what he can do. We even made him a member of the group, and he's a great chick magnet. 14. Bobby, the return. I came back to the group again. I really need to be here. 15. Bobby, the VA hospital. You know they won't let me keep my dog Armani here? What's that all about? You know, I'm not doing real good. And they're doing nothing for me, nothing. Let's go have a cigarette. 16. Melvin, life support. I got some bad news I need to share. Bobby's in Boston at Brigham and Women's Hospital. His family's going in today, and the doctors are going to take him off life support. I know you loved him. That's why I called you personally to let you know. 17. Ron, the funeral. When I was having problems, my wife told me to either get help or get out. I love my wife, so I went to the VA to find assistance. One of the first guys I met was Bobby. He's the only guy who can say I love you to my wife. He used to help me pick up flowers for all of the veterans' funerals. This morning, the lady at the flower shop asked me, "Hey, where's your friend?" I told her, "These flowers are for him."